And the day before Anzac Day, we are seeing a little bit of history here on the EP with the Sandful match between Norwood and West Adelaide coming to Centenary Oval, and joining us to discuss it from the Norwood Football Club. Good morning, Rick Schrouder.
Morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What can we expect in the lead-up to the game on the Sunday? Because I'm guessing that Norwood will be out and about on the Eyre Peninsula.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to have a presence leading into the game. We realise that this is a big thing for not just Port Lincoln, but the entire Eyre Peninsula. And certainly, we want to make sure that we can get as many people along to the game as we can. So, where possible, we will have some presence from players. We're still working through some of the logistics. Certainly, the day before, we're looking to have our players out watching as much community club football as we possibly can and support those games.
So, when it does come to that involvement with the community in the lead-up to the match, obviously, you say having some of the players a little bit earlier in the week might be a bit of a challenge for logistical and work reasons, but do you expect much by way of coaching clinics or something along those lines?
Yeah, we are working through that, and we would like to do that. We certainly have, over the summer period, we have several academy-style sessions with identified players that we are currently running at the moment, coming to the back end of some of those, but we will probably look to engage a lot of those young players as well leading up to the match, and whether we can work them into match day in some way, we're looking at that as well to make sure that not only are we showcasing our league side to the EP community, but we're also showcasing a lot of the work that we're doing with the young people as we build into that game as well.
Speaking with Rick Schrouder from the Norwood Football Club this morning about the upcoming Sandful match between Norwood and West Adelaide at Centenary Oval on the 24th of April. And Rick, of course, it's not just about showcasing the Eyre Peninsula talent to Norwood Football Club and vice versa. It's also about showcasing the Eyre Peninsula to Norwood fans. And there's going to be a little bit of a bus journey, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a big part of what our whole purpose and reason for pushing so hard to have this game in the region. It is very much about showing everybody in Adelaide what we're doing on the Eyre Peninsula, but even more importantly, the people of the EP, the local businesses, tourism, all the commercial operations on the EP and the great relationships that we have over there. So, yes, there'll be lots of or various tours that the club will be putting on and facilitating that will all become public in the next few days, week or so. That's obviously a really big part of what we're looking to do, is showcase what our presence over there is and how people in Adelaide can get engaged.
And as part of that, you do have the EP tours offer through the Norwood Football Club. Has there been any thought given to possibly expanding that through the Sandful and encouraging other clubs to pick up on that to promote South Australia's regions more generally? Or is this a Norwood-specific thing that you're very protective of?
No, we're certainly not protective in that way with all that we do. We very much like to think that these sort of things and these initiatives that we might put in place with Eyre Peninsula, we absolutely think that other SANFL clubs, other tourism regions and sections of the state should be looking to replicate what we're doing and do something similar where possible. Clubs will obviously be looking pretty closely at what we do and how we're making this work. And if that inspires, motivates, encourages them to do something similar, then there's not much about this that we would want to keep too close to our chest. It's a much bigger picture than that.
Certainly looking forward to seeing Norwood take on West Adelaide on the 24th of April at Centenary Oval. Rick Schrouder from the Norwood Football Club, thanks for joining us this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks, Keith.